With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Vice President J.D. Vance vowing to carry on the legacy of Charlie Kirk. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Unprecedented moment for a sitting vice president. Vance hosted the Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show days after the conservative grassroots leader was murdered. Speaking in personal terms, the vice president said Kirk inspired him to be a better husband and father.
And that is the way that I'm going to honor my friend.
He also vowed to carry on Kirk's legacy.
The movement that Charlie started has to keep going.
And the vice president denounced what he called the festering violence on the far left. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump to send National Guard troops to Memphis, saying the city is troubled.
A person is four times more likely to be murdered in Memphis, Tennessee today than in Mexico City. It's been, and you know, Mexico City is not a cakewalk.
And he says there is much more to do.
We got to go and save our big cities, our great cities. Chicago's a great city, and we're going to make it great again very soon, and I think we can do that.
Republicans are ready to change the Senate's rules to allow quick confirmation of dozens of the president's executive branch nominees. Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton applauds the move, but warns it will take some time.
We're going to put an end to 30 years of Democratic obstructionism. We're going to restore the customs and practices of the Senate going back almost 250 years, and we're going to get these nominees on the job so they can start doing the people's business.
Federal Reserve facing economic uncertainty and political pressures it meets to decide whether to cut interest rates. Investors expect the Fed to reduce the benchmark interest by a quarter point to about 4.1%. But it's not even clear which Fed officials will be making the decision. Meeting will likely include Stephen Moran. This is SRN News. A new map of where faith is apparently declining.
If you wanted to put the findings in their simplest form, you could say that religion is waning in the world's richest nations. A study by the Pew Research Center indicates that the most profound declines in faith can be seen in places such as France, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Belgium, and Sweden. By contrast, religion is a lot stronger in countries that aren't so rich, including much of Africa and South America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Rhode Island judge has stopped the Trump administration from changing criteria for using tens of millions of dollars in funding to aid homeless people. One of the rules the administration wants to institute is that shelters must not let males have access to women's bathrooms and changing rooms if those shelters want to receive federal dollars. They also want to require that homeless facilities do not hide illegal immigrants. This is SRN News. One of hockey's great goalies and biggest stars, Ed Giacomin, is dead at 86.
My dream was fulfilled in June of 1965 when the Rangers picked me up.
Giacomin won the Vezina Trophy as the league's top goalie and was a five-time All-Star during more than a decade with the Rangers from 1965 to 1976. His number one is retired in the rafters at Madison Square Garden in New York.
The Hall of Fame, that wasn't a dream. I never planned on it, but it happened.
A cause of death was not immediately available. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
So you think Tom Brady is done with football? Think again. He's going to play alongside current and former NFL stars. Well, we might add, it's a three-team flag football tournament in Saudi Arabia next year, the Fanatics Flag Football Classic. More details at srnnews.com.